ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. ולרנך בעזר השם התברך פרשת בלק, and basically the whole parasha is talking about בלק is sending after בלעם הרשע to come and to curse עם ישראל. That's what he wanted. He saw what עם ישראל did, פרשת חוקת, that they killed סיחון and עוג, מלכי האמורי. And everyone was relying on סיחון and עוג to protect them. Now he sees that after Sihon and Og, they couldn't stand in front of Moshe Rabbeinu and Am Yisrael. They got so scared. Pasuk said that the Bayasis, Pasuk said, "Beyagor Moab penei ha'am meod ki rabhu." They were terrified. They were very scared. Why? Because they didn't know what's going on. So they said, "The last chance we have is to call after Bil'am. Nabi l'goyim netaticha. That's Bil'am harasha. Let them come and curse Am Yisrael." So they called after him until in the beginning he wanted to come, he didn't want to come, until he wanted more money. He was arguing with the money. At the end, Bekitzor, he decided to come. And we told you many times, we told you that Haskuni explains over here, said why really Bil'am has to come to Midian to curse Am Yisrael. Balak should have sent him a letter. Send him the check also. Obviously, without the check, it's not going to do anything. Send him the check to Bil'am and tell him, whenever you are in your own home, sit down. Whenever you see Sha'at HaKosher, sit down and curse Am Yisrael. That's what he wants. And we told you a few times that Gemara tells us Masechet Brachot Daf Zayin that really, what does Bil'am know? Pasuk said, Ve'yodei'a da'at adyon. What could he do? The Gemara said, Hashta da'at atono. Lo haya yodei'a. Da'at adyon yodei'a. Ela, the Gemara said that he used to, to get the split of a second when HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kibichol gets angry. The Pasuk said, Ve'el zo'im b'chol yom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kibichol gets angry every day. And for how long? This is a question in the Gemara, for how long? The one Hakam said, Rega kememre. How long takes you to say the word Rega? Rega. Half a second, 1 second, half a second, whatever it is, that's the time HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. And one Hakam in the Gemara said, no, if you have to take the hour and divide the hour by 8,888 parts, and each part, that's the rega HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. How much is this? So if you do the calculation, more or less going to be like one-third of a second approximately, one-third of a second. So Tosafot, they asked over there, he said, what could already Bil'am curse Am Yisrael with this split of a second? Is he going to say, Imah Shimam? What is he going to say? It takes already more than this. Tosafot, they asked that question, and they answer, Ve'esh Lomar, Kalim, destroy them. Kalim, he could say it fast, he could manage. But the problem is Kalim to who? Who's he going to curse? Kalim, probably Amun, probably Moab, who said is referring to Am Israel. Therefore, when Bil'am, he came here to Balak, Pasuk said, Ve'kahehu bamut ba'al, ve'yar misham ketzei ha'am. What's ve'yar misham ketzei ha'am? I always love to bring the Firush of the Haskuni. He said, ketzei ha'am. Everyone understood ketzei ha'am. He saw a small part of Am Israel. Haskuni, he says, no, ve'yar misham ketzei ha'am, the other end of Am Israel. That means he saw all Am Israel. Oh, if that's the case, now Bil'am HaRasha could wait over there on top of the mountain. And whenever that split of a second comes, he looks at Am Israel and said, Kalim, to whom? Right there, standing over there. Therefore, Balak, he needed Bil'am to come to him to curse them. If he's going to curse them in his own house, Bil'am in his own house, it's not known who's he referring to. Now that he came to him and he saw all Am Israel, now if he's going to say Kalim, that's going to work. That's their last chance they had. And that's what happened. They sent after him. In the beginning, he didn't want to come. He wanted to come. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, don't go. There are also a lot of questions, but we'll get to our Anyan that we want to speak about Be'ezrat Hashem. The Pasuk says here, Ve'yakum Bil'am Babuker, Ve'yahabosh Tatuno, Ve'ilechem Sarei Moab. And so he ride his donkey and he went, his aton, and he went. And for somehow, we see that the aton didn't want to go the way that Bil'am wanted. And he started to hit the aton until the aton opened up its mouth and started talking to Bil'am. If it was someone else is going to hear a donkey talking to him, he's going to faint on the spot. Bilama Rasha, he saw his Aton, his donkey was talking to him, he was answering it, talking, that's like a regular conversation. So what's going on over here? And not only this, Hakim tell us in Mishnah Perkei Avot, that's one of the 10 items that they were created in Yom Shishi b'Bein HaShemashot. The Mishnah over there, Perkei Avot, the Mishnah said, Asarat Varin b'Rayu b'Erev Shabbat b'Yom b'Bein HaShemashot. This is one of them. That's Pi HaAton, where the Kadosh Baruch Hu Yiftach Hashem at Pi HaAton. That was Kibachol last minute chopping, Erev Shabbat. Kibachol, that's what the 10 things the Kadosh Baruch Hu created, b'Bein HaShemashot. And the Farshim, all of them, they're bothered. What's so important about this miracle? Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to do this miracle at all? Why do we need the Aton to start talking to Bil'am and all this conversation? The Malach, anyways, he saw the Malach later on. The Malach could have told him, listen, why are you going over there? The same conversation the Aton told Bil'am, the Malach would tell him. Why is she did such a miracle? The Aton, it was last minute creation. Aton should open up its mouth and start talking to Bil'am. What's the reason behind it? Simple understanding, we have the Gemara, Masechet Avodah Zarah, the beginning of the Vdalet, also Gemara, Masechet Sanhedrin. So the Gemara tells us over there that it was kibbechol embarrassment for Bil'am HaRasha'. The long discussion over there, the Gemara, that they asked him, Sarai Balak, they asked him, important person like you, he doesn't have a wagon, doesn't have, where's your horses, where's your wagon? Tell him, yeah, I have a lot of horses, but now, you know, they're resting. Then the Pasuk right away, Beiftach Hashem et Pi'a Aton, what are you talking about? You're such a liar. Why? Halo Anuchi Aton Echa. She started talking. Now that's Kibichol, the Aton's embarrassing Bil'am in front of Sarai Balak. She told her, Halo Anuchi Aton Echa, I'm your donkey. She told her, yeah, you are the Aton, but to put loads on you. I never go on top of you. I only put loads. Told him, what are you talking about? Asher rachabta alai. You sat on me. Told him, probably once in a blue moon that I didn't have no other choice, I sat on you. Told him, what are you talking about? Asher rachabta alai ma'odicha adayum azeh. What are you making up stories? Not only this, haskin skanti la'asot lechako. The Gemara said, keti bacha haskin skanti. And over there it says, by David HaMelech, v'tehi lemelech sukhenet. So the Gemara says that she embarrassed, the Aton embarrassed Bil'am all the way. So that's probably one of the reasons Kadosh Baruch Hu did it, but Kadosh Baruch Hu had many, many other ways of doing it. Why does Hashem have to create Pi HaAton Bein HaShemashot, last minute creation? What is this for? I saw here Maran Ahida in Nahal Kedumim. He brings down here, he says, all the Mfarshim, they ask, what's the reason? Gedolehem Farshim Nabuchu Bazeh, Ki Lama Asa Hashem Kacha, Umat Tu'alit Bazeh. What's the reason behind that creation, the Aton should talk. He lists here six Pirushim over here. We're not going to go through them. But that's why he lists here six reasons why Hashem created. But still, even with all these six reasons, we have to understand also a little bit more why HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to do it. That's number one. And we see also later on, when finally Bil'am, he got to Balak, and he started talking to him. He told him, what happened? How come he didn't want to come? I said, what's going on? So he was talking to him. Until at the end, Bekitzur, he told him, okay, now I came. Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to tell me, that's what I do. So then he told him, okay, let's start. What should we do next? Then Bil'am told him, Bayomer Bil'am al-Balak, Bini li bazeh shib'a mzbihot, Bi'achin li bazeh shib'a farim v'shib'a ilim. It's built for me over here. 10, 7 مسبحات and you have to bring Shib'a Parim and Shib'a Elim. You have to bring Korbanot. What's the reason behind all this Dafka 7? Why Dafka 7? They have the Midrash Rabbah. He tells us Midrash Rabbah, also Rashi quotes it later on Bekitzur, but we'll read it straight from Midrash Rabbah. The Midrash says here in Parashat Balak, Parashat Chaf Siman Yudhet, Bayomer Bil'am al-Balak bin li bazeh Shib'a Mesbihot. Why Dafka 7? כנגד שבעה מסביחות שבנו שבעה צדיקים מאדם ועד משה ונתקבלו. You have 7 צדיקים before בלעם, they brought קורבנות, and Hashem accepted their קורבן. Who are these צדיקים? אדם הראשון, הבל, נוח, אברהם, יצחק, יעקב, and משה. These seven tzaddikim, each one of them, the Midrash brings the Re'ayot over here, each one of them, he brought korbanot, and Hashem accepted his korban. So therefore, Bil'am said, now it's my turn to bring korbanot also. Shehaya Omer, Bil'am, he was saying to Hashem, Lama kibbalta et illu, lo bishbil abuda she'abdu lifanecha kibbaltam. Why did you accept their korban? Because they were worshipping you. He said, Lona elecha she'tehin i'abadun she'b'im umot ha'olam ve'lo mi'umah ahad. Isn't it better for you, Rabbanu shel Olam, that all umot ha'olam should serve you? ולעבדו שכם אחד. So let me also bring also קורבן. I also want to bring קורבן. יש יבוא רוח הקודש, טוב פת חריבה ושלווה בה. He said that, טוב מנחה בלולה בשמן וחריבה, בית מלא זה בחירים. שאתה רוצה להכניס מריבה ביני ובין ישראל. So until Hashem told him, we don't want your קורבן. But that's why he wanted to bring seven קורבנות. Why? כי נגד שבעה צדיקים that they were before. And they built seven mizbehot. Rashi also brings it down. Et shibat mizbehot arachti. Bil'am was saying Hashem, I prepared seven mizbehot. Can I get all what they prepared so far until now, from the beginning of creation until now? That's what it brings down here. I saw that Ibn Ezra, he writes over here, he said, why dafka seven mizbehot? He said, yesh sodot amukim. There's a lot of sodot in these seven mizbehot. Lo yevinum kim metem mispar. No one's going to be able to understand the secret behind these seven korbanot. Only few people. So obviously I'm not one of them, so I cannot tell you what was he talking about. I don't understand sodot. And I saw the Ramban, he said, Ramaz Bazer bi Abraham sod amuk. If you are in that level, you could go figure it out. Behind Abraham here, the Pirush Abi Ezer trying to figure it out, but he said even what he tried at the end, he said, Efes Katsehu. That's where I saw the tip of the secrets that what Ibn Ezra told us. Whatever it is. The Ramban said, Al Derech Habshat, now we don't understand Sodot. Behind Abraham, Rasal, Ledabek Elav Harason Meet Hashem, Bekurbanot Haele. Velachin Eila Olot Mispar Kulam. Verasashit Asik Balak Ammo Bahim. ולכך אמר ויעל בלק ובלעם פר ועיד במזבח. זה שוחד וזה זורק. So he wanted בלק and בלעם together. Both of us, we have to have a share in that קורבן. Why? Because you called after me to come to curse עם ישראל. So both of us, כביכול, we are in the same path. Both of us, we have to deal with these מזבחות until Hashem is going to accept our prayer. That's what בלק, בלעם told בלק to do. I saw also in Tanadi Be'eliyahu Rabbah, he brings down here the end of Perek Kaf Hayit. He says here, Kivan shibba bil'am itzel balak, hayalu li bil'am lomar lo li balak, malikha li otan adibarim li lachim im Yisrael, shittumtsa likha al yedihim makkot gidolot, bitubad min ha'olam. So bil'am was supposed to tell Balak after he came to him, you're better off not to start with Am Yisrael. Why? Because you see everyone before you who tried to do something to harm Am Israel, it was erased. He died. And now that's what you want to try to curse Am Israel? You should change your mind. However, Bil'am didn't tell him like this. وهو لو عساكن إلا أمر له لبلاك شين بنوح نتنبى 400 سنة على كل الجويم مكان في إلا أخن نتنبى اللي فاز تماني بلداد الشوحي صفرنا عمتي اللي هم برخيل بوزي ويوم مرس عوس وبعور أبي ואני האחרון שבכולם. He told him, so far we have a lot of נביאים, they're all מתנביאים, and now I'm the last one, latest נביא. ואומר לך, מה עשו אבותיהם של אלו? What did they do? כל אחד מהם עמד ובנה מזבח, והקריבו עליו שלוש פעמים בכל שנה. כל אחד שור וכל אחד איל. אבל אתה, היו, בין לי בזה שבעה מזבחות, ואכן לי בזה שבעה פרים ושבעה אלים. So I want to bring קורבנות, both of us, כנגד all what they brought until now. That's a similar idea, what he brings down over here. That's what he tells us over here. But even with all this Pirushim, we still need to know what he really meant by saying, وَيَوْمَرْ بَلْعَمِ بَلَكْ بِنِ لِي بَزَي شِبْعَ مَزْبِحُوت. What's بَزَي? He could have told him, بِنِ لِي شِبْعَ مَزْبِحُوت بِأَخِنْ لِي شِبْعَ فَرِيمِ شِبْعَ عَلِيمِ. What's بَزَي? Two times it's بَزَي. بِنِ لِي بَزَي شِبْعَ مَزْبِحُوت بِأَخِنْ لِي بَزَي شِبْعَ فَرِيمِ شِبْعَ عَلِيمِ. Targum here, he says, بَزَي. What's بَزَي? هَخَا. What's هَخَا over here? And that's Chaura, it's not the Pirush of Bazeh. What's Bazeh? With this. The Targum saying, Hacha, over here. That's Chaura, it's not the Pirush, the literal Pirush of the word Bazeh. We have to understand what he meant. And why do we need all this word at all? That's what we have to understand by Zerashem Yitbarach. We have a famous midrash that it's also related to our parasha. The midrash Rabbah tells us here. It's also brought in the Sifrei. The midrash Rabbah tells us here in Parashat Naso, Parasha Yud Dalet Siman Chaf. It says in the pasuk the end of Vezot HaBeracha, Velo kam nabi od beYisrael ki Moshe, Asher yedawa Adonai panim el panim. There's no other nabiim who were in the world just like Moshe Rabbeinu. He's the only one. The only nabi, pe el pe adaber bo mare velo bechidot. That's the only nabi. All the other nabiim, like the Rambam explains, that when the Nebuah comes to them, they cannot stand up. They fall down, kibyachol from the Kedusha, they cannot stand up until Hashem speaks to them. Moshe Rabbeinu, v'deber Hashem el Moshe, pe el pe, kasher deber ish el ra'ehu. Just like the person is talking to his friend, that's kibyachol how Moshe Rabbeinu has a regular conversation with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore the Pasuk said, lo kam nabi out be Israel ki Moshe. The Midrash is bothered. Why the Pasuk said, lo kam nabi out be Israel ki Moshe? Lo kam nabi out ki Moshe. What's be Israel? So that's the Midrash is bothered over here. Beisrael lo kam, abal beumot ha'olam kam. Umot ha'olam, they do have Nabi like Moshe Rabbeinu. Who's that Nabi? Kedei shelo yeh petchon pe leumot ha'olam lomar, ilu haya lanu Nabi ki Moshe, hayinu obdim lekadosh baruch hu. Ve'eze Nabi haya lahim ki Moshe, ze Bil'am ben Be'or. Ela, there's difference between Nebuah of Moshe and Nebuah and Bil'am. The Midrash goes here in length. That's what the Midrash is telling us over here, that really, by Umot HaOlam, they do have Nabi like Moshe Rabbeinu. All in Farshim, they were bothered, they said, is that really true? Bil'am HaRasha'a was like Moshe Rabbeinu, Hasb Shalom. Amabdil Elif Abdalot, how could it be? Hello, you see, clearly we have the Gemara, Masechet Brachot. The Gemara, the Daf Zayin, Masechet Brachot, tells us that really Moshe Rabbeinu, he prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he asked him for three requests. What three requests he asked him? The Gemara tells us here. Ve'amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yose, Shelusha Devarim Bekesh Moshe Melefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Venatan Lo. Three requests, he answered them. Bekesh Et Shrei Shechina Al Yisrael Venatan Lo. Moshe Rabbeinu requested Shechina should rest upon Am Yisrael. Hashem told him, no problem. Shneimar, Halo Belichticha Amanu. When you, your presence, Kibyachol, going with us, Hashem told him, granted, no problem. That's the first request. Second request, Bekesh lo tishrei shechina al obdei kochabim. Benatan lo. He requested that shechina should never rest on umot ha'olam. And Hashem told him, no problem. Shneimar, v'neflinu ani v'amecha mekol ha'am asher al pnei ha'adama. We gonna be different than all umot ha'olam. Only by us we have nebiim. By umot ha'olam they do not have nebiim. And Hashem told him, no problem, only you. Only from Am Israel gonna have nebiim. And the third question he asked him, he told him, "Bekesh lehudi'o derachav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'natan lo shneimar, hudi'eini na derachicha." As he asked him, "Penei ma yishtadik v'tob lo rasha v'ra lo v'chule v'chule." And he answered him, he told him, "B'chanasit asher rachom v'rachmatit asher rachim." That's at the end, but in the beginning, the Gemara said, Hashem answered him, even on this question, he told him, "It's penei ma yishtadik v'ra lo, tzadik v'ra lo, la tzadik ben rasha." Tzadik v'tov lo, that's tzadik ben tzadik. Rasha v'ra lo, that's rasha ben rasha. Rasha v'tov lo, rasha ben tzadik. That's what the Gemara explains over here, until they have different pirushim after. But for our topic now that we said, Moshe Rabbeinu requested from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Shekhinah should not rest on Umot HaOlam. And Hashem told him, no problem. Only by Am Yisrael going to have Nebim, not by Umot HaOlam. Chaura, what's the Midrash is telling us over here? The Midrash is saying that V'lo kam nabi od b'Yisrael ki Moshe. Moshe, we don't have Nabim. By Umot HaOlam, we do have Nabim. That was the request that Moshe Rabbeinu asked, that Shekhinah should not rest on Umot HaOlam. So what's going on here? So I saw the Rashi on that Pasuk, when Flinu Ani V'Amechan Parashat Kitsa, he asked that question. Over there, the Pasuk said, when Flinu Ani V'Amechan Mekol Ha'am Asher HaPenei Ha'adama, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu asked, V'yomer Adonai El Moshe, Gam Et Hadabar Hazeh Asher Dibarta Ha'aseh. כי מצאת חן בעיניי בידע עליך בשם. Which, גם את הדבר הזה אשר דברת עשה, which דבר, that he asked משה רבנו, Rashi says, גם את הדבר הזה שלא תשרי שכינתי עוד על עובדי כוכבים. עשה, I'll fulfill your request. What are you going to do with Bil'am? נביא לגויים, בלעם. רשי קונטיניוז. ואין דבריו של בלעם הרשע על ידי שריית שכינה, אלא נופל וגלוי עיניים. כגון, ואלי דבר יגונב. שומעין על ידי שליח. סד נבואלת בלעם גת, it wasn't straight, כביכול, straight נבואה from הקדוש ברוך הוא בלעם הרשע. It wasn't like that. אלא, it was like through שליח. כביכול השם sent בלעם הרשע through a messenger to tell him whatever he want to prophesize to עם ישראל. Why? Because you see a lot of נבואות בלעם הרשע, he gave to עם ישראל what's gonna be לאחרית הימים, to all the ברכות. He gave ברכות to עם ישראל. Even though the Gemara tells us all the ברכות to בלעם הרשע he gave to עם ישראל, all of them they were turned back to become killalot. Except one of them, ברכה בתי כנסיות ובתי מדרשות, that's only ברכה, that stayed ברכה. But all the other ברכות, he really had in mind to give them כללות to עם ישראל, but Hashem changed, כביכול, his words, and he made him say ברכות instead of כללות. But all these ברכות that he gave us, turned back to be כללות to עם ישראל, except בתי כנסיות ובתי מדרשות. But you see that a lot of nebuot, he says here. All the famous pasuk that everyone says by every wedding, Matabu alecha Yaakov, Mishkinotecha Israel, that's Bal'am HaRasha. Chaurat. A lot of nebuot came from Bal'am HaRasha. Was he worthy to have Shekhinah medaber mtuch gerono? Has v'shalom. So where is he? Where is the Shekhinah? Ella, he said, "What? Don't ask me from Bal'am HaRasha, Rashi said. Bal'am HaRasha, it was through Shaliyah. What Moshe Rabbeinu requested, Shilot Shrei Shekhinah al Obdei Kochabim, he was answered. Hashem answered them, you're not going to find Nebi'im by Yemot HaOlam, only by Am Yisrael. Veneflinu ani ve'amecha mekol am asher al penei adama. That's what here Rashi is telling us. However, we have a Gemara in Masechet Nedarim. The Gemara tells us over there, Daf Lametchet Amud Alef, the Gemara says, Amar Biyohanan, אין הקדוש ברוך הוא משרה שכינתו אלא על גבור עשיר חכם וענב. הקדוש ברוך הוא rest the שכינה only on someone who's גבור. What's גבור? Strong. But you shouldn't be scared from those who are tough people. Shouldn't be scared. Should be גבור. Some the Rambam they wants to explain here what's גבור. It's a גבור שמגבר על תאוותיו. He overcomes his desires. That's גיבור we're talking about. איזה גיבור כובש את יסרו. That's a gibor. Be'ashir. He has to be ashir. He has to be wealthy. Why he has to be wealthy? The melech, the nasi, he has to be wealthy. Why? Because otherwise people, they're not going to look at him. The pasuk said, Chokhmat miskin bezuya. With barav enam nishma'im. So he has to be, you know, hakam. He has to be ashir. So people should listen to him. Some also they want to explain what Ashir. Ashir, it means he is wise בחוכמתה של תורה. He's a חכם בתורה. Ashir בתורה. וחכם, he has to be wise man. He cannot be just regular person. He has to be wise. וענב, he has to be humble. חכם, גבור, ענב, ועשיר. All these four items, the person should have them in order for the שכינה to rest on him. וכולנו משה. All of them, we learn from משה רבנו. He had all these four items. So you see from here that the Shekhinah could rest on a person only if he has all these items. Does Bal'am HaRasha has all these items? So where is he? Was he Anab? Was he Hakam? Was he, the Targum says, Bal'am bin Bi'or. Said sometimes it says in the Torah, Bal'am bin Bi'or, it's written the word Bi'or without Vav. Why it's written without Vav? Said, Ve'ishlach Malachim el Bal'am bin Bi'or. How do you write Bi'or over there? It's with the Vav or without a Vav? We had once over here, we had Sefer Torah. I was reading the Sefer Torah, and I saw it says, Bal'am ben Bi'or, it's written Bi'or with a Vav. Okay, and I remember that Yonatan Uziel on that Pasuk, he says, Bal'am de tapash misugay chokhmateh. That means he was tapesh. Bal'am HaRasha, he was tapesh. Why, how do you get that he was tapesh? Because it says, Bal'am ben Ba'ar, it says Bi'or without Vav. So he was Ba'ar. What's Ba'ar? Ish Ba'ar velo yada. That was Bal'am HaRasha. So he was Ba'ar. So why is he Doresh like this? Because it's written in the Pasuk, Bi'or without a Vav. And here I was reading the Sefer Torah. And in the Sefer Torah it was written, Bi'or with a Vav. what am I going to do now? But I said, I don't want to stop there in the middle of the Kiryah. I said, let's continue, finish the Aulay, because we have many places in Dibre Hazal, in Dibre Rishonim, they tell you that's how it says in Sefer Torah. By our Sefer Torah, it says something else. So I didn't want to stop the Kiryah. I said, probably that's why you had Girsah. We have different Girsah. So I didn't stop the Kriya, I finished the Kriya. After the Aulay finished, I looked at the Sumeikh next to me. How is it written? Bi'or. And I see by him, it's written Bi'or without a Vav. I said, hey, hold on now. Hold on. Said, by his Humash, it says Bi'or without Vav. In the Sefer Torah, it says Bi'or with a Vav. What are we going to do now? No, I said, no, now we have, hold on. Wait for the Levi. Don't call the Levi yet. Let's see what to do. Oh, bring different Humash. He brought the Humash, it says Bi'or with a Vav. Bring the third Humash, it says Bi'or without a Vav. What's going on? Bi'or with a Vav, without a Vav. We brought at the end Ish Masliha, I said Bi'or with a Vav. Said it says Bi'or with a Vav, so we continue. Based on the Ish Masliha, then later on I did some research, and here it's written without a Vav here. So many Hamashim says with a Vav, many Hamashim says without a Vav, up to a point that a few years after, I was reading here in different Sefer Torah, and it's written, Veishlach Malachim Bil'am bin Bi'or without a Vav. Not only that's written without a Vav, you could see clearly in the Sefer Torah that it was written with a Vav, and someone erased it and made the resh longer. You can see that he corrected it. It was written with a Vav and he made it without a Vav. Whatever it is, you have two different nusha'ot, two different girsa'ot, but that's the idea. So here, he said, Bil'am bin Bi'or, it was Ba'ar. It was Ba'ar. So is he Hakam? How could the Kadosh Baruch Hu rest the Shekhinah on him? That's here also what I saw in Pardes Yosef. At the pasuk, at the end of Zot HaBerakha, ולא כאן נביא עוד בישראל כמושה, he asked that question. He said, מקום מקום קשה, שהרי מבואר בגמרא נדרים, we just read, אין השכינה שורה, אלא על גבור, עשיר, חכם וענה, וכולם משה. ומכן פשיטה, דבלעם, לא היו לו כל המעלות האלו, והיה הפך משה רבנו. So how could הקדוש ברוך הוא, רס השכינה, בלעם הרשע? He says here, אכן, בפירוש הראש בנדרים שם, כתב, דהא דאיתא בגמרא שם דלהשראת השכינה בעי כל התנאים הנ"ל, היינו להשראת השכינה בקביעות, וכן דייק מדברי הראש בספר דעת חן, וכן נראה ברשב"א במסכת נדרים שם, עין שם. ולפי זה, אתה שפירו קושי הנ"ל. דבלעם שהשראת השכינה עליו הייתה באופן של מקרה בעלמא, כמו שכתב ראשי, אם כן לא צריך כל התנאים הללו. Said, all what the Gemara is saying, that a person, that Shekhinah should rest on him, he should have these four items, that's only if he has these four items, Gebor, Chacham, Anav, Ve'Ashir, then he had the Kelim, the Shekhinah should rest on him permanently. However, temporary, if the Shekhinah wants to speak to someone temporary, he do not need all these Ma'alot. Just like Bil'am HaRasha'ah, he didn't have none of them, but since that, it was only Derech Mekre. So it said, Ve'ikar Elohim El Bil'am. Doesn't say Ve'ikra, like Moshe Rabbeinu. Ve'ikar, Derech Mekre Ve'alma. Coincidence, Hashem was, he had to tell him something, so it came to him. So therefore, he does not need all these things. So now, with this we could answer what the Gemara said, Masechet Berachot, that Moshe Rabbeinu prayed that Shekhinah should never rest on Umot HaOlam, he was answered. You see that Bil'am HaRasha'ah, he was Nabi, but that was only temporary. Temporary nebuah, you do not need all these things. So the temporary nebuah, it's fine. What Moshe Rabbeinu requested, they should not have permanent Nabi. That Hashem answered them, there's no permanent Nabi by them. They have only Bil'am HaRasha'ah, it was only temporary. Now we have to understand, Rashi tells us over here, he said, what's the reason, we just read it also from the Midrash, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he rested the Shekhinah temporarily on Bil'am HaRasha'ah. So Umot HaOlam shouldn't say, Shelo yeh petchon peh le'umot HaOlam, that if you would have given us a Nabi like Am Yisrael, we would have become better people. But he didn't give us Nabi, he didn't give us the chance. That's therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, no, I'll give you Bil'am HaRasha'ah. Kedeh shelo yeh petchon peh le'umot HaOlam le'mor, ilu hayu lanu nabiim, hazarnu le'mutab. Lefikach, i'mid lahem nabiim. והם פרצו גדר העולם. And he gave them נביאים, which is בלעם הרשע. And even though, after דור המבול, the Muta'olam, they were gedurim ba'arayot. Here, what Bil'am HaRasha'i gave them idea, he told them, Benot Moab. So their Nabi, he was going for the wrong purposes. So what do you want now? Therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's the only reason why Hashem gave them Nabi like this to Muta'olam, so you shouldn't have Pet'ompe. I saw in Ma'ayana Shel Torah, he brings down over here, he said, L'cha'ora, if that's the case, they still have Pet'ompe or Muta'olam. Why? Because the only reason why Hashem gave them Bil'am HaRasha'a, so they shouldn't say, we didn't have a Nabi like Moshe Rabbeinu. Therefore, Hashem told them, I'll give you Nabi like Moshe. We look how Nabi out be Israel ki Moshe. Be Mut Olam come, this is Bil'am. I gave you Nabi. But you see at the end that their Nabi, he wasn't behaving like Moshe Rabbeinu. Amabdil alif abdalo. So they still have Fethom Peh. So he asked here in my initial Torah, Achalo kushyan sheret mkuma, shekin adayni yelahim Fethom Peh. למה העמיד לישראל נבי כמשה, ואילו לנו העמיד נבי פורץ גדר כבלעם הרשע? Still have טענות. Said, why didn't you give us נבי like משה רבנו? He gave us נבי, but not like him. Where is he? Where is משה רבנו? וספר על כך רבי שמחה בונים ופשיסחה מעשה, said, once when he went to Berlin, רבי שמחה בונים, said, לתרפא מחלת העיניים של הקבה, once he had to go to the eye doctor, Rav Simcha. As he had to ask for a doctor who is a doctor, he was looking for a good eye doctor over there in Berlin. He wants to look for an eye doctor. Someone told him, listen, I don't know if you have an expert in eye doctor who's expert over here in this town. However, here we have a person, is Rofe Pelaim. She yodea lirapot mahalot bikuah segulot. Maybe you should go to him. Said, we don't have such an expert over here, but we have someone who's everyone goes to him. If there's any sickness, you go to him, he does some segulot to you, and he cures you. So maybe you should go to him. Then Rabbi Simcha, he told him, I don't want to go. He told him, לאמיתו של דבר, לא היה יהודי צריך ללכת לרופא להתרפא מחוליו. קים לבוא אל צדיק הדור, ולבקש ממנו כי יתפלל בעדו. However, אמרה התורה במפורש ורפו ירפא, מכאן שנתן רשות לרופא לרפות. אבל כל זה בדרך הטבע. אבל אם לפנות לרופא פלאים, המרפא בסגולות שלא על פי דרך הטבע. הרי מוטב לפנות אלא מגיד הקדוש בקושנס. So he told the person who gave him the idea to go to that doctor who does some segulot, he told him, listen, by us the Jews, we weren't supposed to go to doctor. Why? Because who's the person, if someone is sick, who's going to cure him? The doctor is going to cure him? Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to cure him. So if you have any problem, you go to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Why you go to the doctor? Back then, at the times of the Rishonim, said if the person would have got to the doctor, that's Hasaron Ba'imunah. You're sick? Pray to Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's Rofei Chol Basar Mafli L'Asot. Who's he? Kadosh Baruch Hu. Not the doctor. The doctor cannot cure you. Kadosh Baruch Hu cure you. That's what Mefarshim explained. Top Shebarofim L'Gehinam. What does it mean? Top Shebarofim L'Gehinam. He said, we have 18 Berachot. Na'amidat Flat 18. We have 18 Berachot. One of the Berachot is Refa'inu Hashem Bnei Rafe. When the doctor is praying, he said, Refa'inu Hashem Bnei Rafe. Hoshe'inu Bnei Vashia. He said, Hashem, I cure people. He said, such a doctor who looks at the Amidash, Munasre Brachot, and he says, this Beracha, he doesn't believe in it 100%. Why? Because he said, I cure people. People come to me. I cure them. That means that doctor, he believes only in 17 Berachot, not 18 Berachot in the Amida. That's what the Mefarshim said. Tob Shebarofim. What's the Gematria of Tob? Tob Gematria 17. A doctor who believes only in 17 Berachot in the Amida, and he does not believe in Refa'inu because he claims that he cures people, such a doctor is Legehenam. Here, Hakim tell us here, that Rabbi Simcha Bunim, he was telling that guy, he told him, listen, by us, we weren't supposed to go to doctor at all, like the Ramban also writes, said, Mali Rofe, what's the doctor is doing? Bet Yirei Hashem. And the person who believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why does he need doctors? If you have a problem, you go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can't reach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or whatever the case is, your Abirot are separating between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, go to the Tzaddik. Tzaddik is going to tell you. But why you have to go to the doctor? Ella, but he said the Torah said, "Berapo yirape, mekan she'enten reshut larufei lerabot." But he said, all this only if the doctor is going to cure me bederech hateba. But if the doctor that you're sending me to him is going to cure me bederech segulot, I better off go to whom? Better off go to the tzaddik. Why I have to go to a doctor who cures you also with segulot? If it wasn't segulot, if it was bederech hateba, the Torah allows it. You have to go to the doctor. But if it was segulot, why do I need a goy to go to him for segulot? I could go to a hakam, gonna give me also what to do. So that's the mashal. Said the mashal. Said who din ben don didan. Umot ha'olam lo ha'eminu be Moshe Rabbeinu. Rak mishum shlo ha'eminu be kiyumam shel kohot Elohim al tabayim. Udatam lo ha'yu kol ha'otot mufatim ela eroim akrayim ve tabayim. על כן נתן להם השם יתברך נביא משלהם אשר עשה גם הוא בנביאות ובכוחות על טבעיים ואף על פי כן האמינו בו. He said, that's the reason why Hashem gave אומות העולם נביא like בלעם הרשע. Why? Because all the times אומות העולם, even though they heard about משה רבנו, but they thought משה רבנו is doing something בדרך מקרה, בדרך הטבע is doing things. I split the ocean, I found a way, I don't know, and that's how we did it. They didn't believe that all the power of Moshe Rabbeinu coming from up there, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They thought he was probably a magician or he's doing something, but that was he. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he sent them to Umot HaOlam, a Nabi, like Bal'am HaRasha, he also did something not normal, and Umot HaOlam, they believed him that he has a power. Then he said, hey, he said, now you believe Bil'ama Rasha that he has a power. You don't believe Moshe Rabbeinu that he has a power. If you are already going and listening to Bil'ama Rasha, you better off go and listen to Moshe Rabbeinu, just like the Mashal. If Bil'ama Rasha was doing something, Bederech HaTeba, okay, Hirashnu. But since that they believed also that Bil'ama Rasha is doing things, Lema'ala Bederech HaTeba. Ki Adano Tashir Tebarech Miborach, Tashir Taor Yuar. So he's doing things Lema'alam Derech HaTeba. If you believe such a thing by Bil'am HaRasha, you better off go to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he gave them Nabi like Bil'am HaRasha. Why? Because he wanted to prove to them, if you believe in Bil'am HaRasha, Kol Shekein, you have to believe in Moshe Rabbeinu. But they did not believe in Moshe Rabbeinu. Therefore, now they do not have Pethom Peh. That's how he explains it over here. We have Gemara, Masechet Sanhedrin. The Gemara tells us here, this Gemara speaks a lot here about the name of Bil'am HaRasha, all kind of pesukim, kufav, but we're going to read now from Kufay Amud Bet. The Gemara says here, V'yasem Adonai dabar b'fi bil'am, v'yom ershu bil'balach v'chot tedaber. V'yasem shen dabar b'fi bil'am. Rabbi El'ezer omer mal'ach. Rabbi Yonatan omer haka. What is this? V'yasem shen dabar b'fi bil'am. Hashem kibyachol, he put words in Bil'am's mouth. How do you put words in Bil'am's mouth? One Hakam said that that's Malach. He sent him Malach. Rashi said, "Shemisaro Hakadosh Baruch Hu leMalach shlo yenehinu lekalel." And any times Bil'am HaRasha he wants to curse Am Israel, Malach came and he switched the curse to give Berachot instead. And Rabbi Yonatan said, "Haka." What's Haka? He said like a hook, Haka. And then you go fishing. So that's a haka. Rashi says, "Nata haka natan b'fi bil'am shelo haya manniho lekalel." Behind v'yasim, he put something in his mouth. So there comes along here a Gaon Mevina with a beautiful pirush. Chaora, what's the difference between malach and haka? Both of them, they had the same idea to prevent bil'am from cursing Am Israel. What's the difference between the two? And he says, the haka, what's a haka usually? You go fishing, the haka goes inside the fish's mouth, and kibyachol, you pull out the words out of Bil'am. Bil'am, he didn't want to give berachot to Am Israel, but the haka takes out the word from Bil'am's mouth to give berachot to Am Israel. But the malach used to shut him up. That he wanted to curse them, he said, shut him up, no, you shouldn't curse. That's what the difference. Comes along with Gaon Mevina with the beautiful pirush. He says, we all know that the Shem El is Medat HaRachamim. Like the Pasuk said, V'chesed El kol hayom. El Medat HaRachamim. However, Elohim, that's Medat HaDin. El Medat HaRachamim, Elohim Medat HaDin. Same thing, you have Yudke is Medat HaDin. Now the opposite here. Yudke is Medat HaDin. like the pasuk said, "Yesor yisiraniyaha velamavet lo netanani." That's midat yisurin, midat adin. Yud kez midat adin. Yud kev vav ke, that's midat rachamim. Beyom asot Adonai Elohim eretz v'shamayim. Hashem yud kev vav ke, that's midat rachamim. So he says the Gaon of Vilna al Chaura, the word Elohim and the word yud kev vav ke, the first part of each word is exactly the opposite from the other one. The first part of the word Elohim is El, Midat Rahamim. You finish up the word, becomes Din. Exactly the opposite by Shem Hashem. Yudke is Midat Din. Yudke Vavke is Midat Rahamim. So here, whenever Bil'am, he wanted to mention Yudke, which is Midat Din, against Am Yisrael, now Kadosh Baruch Hu used to send him a Hakka. What's a haka? To pull out the other two words, vavke. You already said yudke. Pull out the other two words out of your mouth, say yudke, vavke. Now, automatically turn that rahamim. That's about the haka. But whenever Bil'am, he wanted to mention Elohim, midat ad-din, to Am Israel, Malach used to come and shut him up. He said, El, he wants to say Elohim. He started with the first two letter El and he shut him up. El is Midat Rahamim. So whatever he wanted. He wanted to say Elohim, they shut him up and he stopped him in the middle. And he said El at the end, which is Midat Rahamim. When he wanted to say Yudke, which is Midat Adin, they made him speak the other two letters Vavke. Now it becomes Midat Rahamim. That's what the Pasuk said. Ma ekob lo kabo El. Uma izom lo za'am Adonai. That's what the Pasuk said. Whenever I wanted, you, Balak, you telling me you wanted me to curse Am Israel. Anytime I wanted to say, Ma'akob lo kabo el, anytime I wanted to say Elohim, the Malach came and he shut me up and I said only El. Ma'akob lo kabo el. Uma'izom lo za'am Adonai. What it is? So whenever I wanted to say Yudke, Hakka came, it took Yudke Vavke out of my mouth. So how can I curse such a nation? That's what here the Gaon of Vilna explains. And this is the idea. That's the difference between Malach and Hakka. Ma Yakob lo kabo el, uma Yizom lo za'am Hashem. And that's how he also explains the pasuk later on. He said, Lo uchal la'abor et pi Adonai Elohai la'asot ketana o gedola. What does mean la'asot ketana o gedola? He said, ketana. Anytime I wanted to mention ketana, Yudke, which is Midat Din, they made it Gedola. They made it Yudke Vavke. Anytime I wanted to say Gedola, Elohim, which is Midat Din, they made it Ketana. They made it El. That's Midat Rahamim. That's what he tells us here, the Gaon of Vilna. However, as I told you, the Gemara Masechet Brachot Daf Zayin tells us that Kadosh Baruch Hu told Am Yisrael, Ami Zechorna Mayas Balak בן ספור, מי ענה אותו בלעם בן בעור, מנשתים בעד הגלגל, למען דעת זכות אדוני. דגמר עשה את הבדר, את הקדוש ברוך הוא, הוא עשתה לגעם ישראל, take a look how much chesed I did with you at the times of בלעם הרשע. Why? Because בלעם הרשע, as we said before, הוא יודע דעת עליון, he knows how to get to the split of second when הקדוש ברוך הוא gets angry. And all these days that בלעם הרשע, he came to curse Am Israel, Kadosh Baruch Hu did not get angry at all. All these days that Bil'am HaRasha, he was and by Balak to curse Am Israel, Kadosh Baruch Hu did not get angry at all. Bil'am was waiting and waiting and waiting, told him continue to wait. But Kadosh Baruch Hu did not get angry at all. So that's what the Pasuk said. Ami zechorna me'as, take a look at the chesed that I did with you, shlo ka'asti kol otam hayamim. I did not get angry. The Mefarshim, they asked, said, L'chaura, if the Gemara told us over there that all the days that Bil'am was by Balak, Kadosh Baruch Hu never got angry. Why? Because if Hashem would have got angry, Bil'am would have come to that precise split of second, it would have cursed Am Israel. But the Kadosh Baruch Hu did not get angry. That's one Gemara. The other Gemara, Masechet Sanhedrin, said, whenever Bil'am wanted to curse Am Israel, Hashem sent him Malach or Hakka or a hook to stop him from saying Midat Adin, and they force him to say Midat Rahamin. Chara, why do you need these two things to do to Bil'am HaRasha? It's enough that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not get angry. So what's Bil'am HaRasha? How is he going to curse Am Israel if Hashem did not get angry? Either or, we do not need to do both of them. Either the Malach is going to come to shut up Bil'am HaRasha'a, so you shouldn't say Middat Ad-Din to Am Israel, even the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to get angry. Let the HaKadosh Baruch Hu continue to get angry like every day, Ve'el Zo'im B'chol Yom. Let the HaKadosh Baruch Hu get normal, don't change anything. Therefore, you send the Malach. Anytime Bil'am, he wanted to say Elohim, he said El. Anytime he wanted to say Yud-Kay, he said Yud-Kay Vav-Kay. So why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he needs both. He needs also to send Malach or Hakatu Bil'am, and he needs not to get angry. One of them is enough. Either Hashem is not going to get angry, then who cares what Bil'am is going to say? Hashem is not going to get angry. So there's no that split of second to curse Am Israel. So you do not need Malach, you do not need Hakah. And if you're sending Malach or Hakah, you do not need not to get angry. Continue normal. That's a question that I saw in Farshim to point out. And simply you could explain that since that, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to get angry like normal, even though Hashem is going to send Malach to prevent Bil'am from cursing Am Israel, however, that's not going to be turned into Berakha. Probably that's only the Malach is going to come to stop Bil'am from cursing Am Israel. It's enough that he's not going to curse Am Israel. Why? Because since that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is getting angry like normal, if that's the case, probably the curse of Bil'am is only going to be stopped, but it's not going to be turned into Berakha. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he did not get angry, and he sent Malach. Since that there's no Za'am, there's no Ka'as in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu all these days, now you have the Malach. Anytime Bil'am he wanted to curse Am Israel, he switched it and he gave them Berakha instead. That's what you could explain. However, you could also explain something else, that since that Bil'am HaRasha, he wanted to curse Am Israel so badly, and he is coming to curse Am Israel with the Mahshabat to curse Am Israel. That's what he wanted. And even though at the end the Malach, he came to him and they prevented him from saying curses to Am Israel, but still in his Mahshabat, he wanted to curse them. Even though the Malach, he made it anytime he wanted to say Yud-Ke, he meant to say Yud-Ke Vav-Ke. Okay, he mentioned Yud-Ke Vav-Ke, Midat Rahamim, but in his heart, Bil'am HaRasha, he wanted to curse Am Israel. Therefore, the Gemara said, all the brachot turned back into curses, because that was Bil'am's mahshaba. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to continue to get angry all these days, so then the curse of Bil'am HaRasha, even though it switched into brachot, switching to Berachot, but still in his Mahshabah he wanted to curse Am Israel. Probably that Mahshabah that Bil'am had against Am Israel is going to become true. That's what Ba'avonot Harbim turned out to be true later on. But therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he needs not to get angry also during these times. Why? Because it's not enough to send in the Malach, as I said, because if the Malach is going to come, it's only going to change his words. What is he going to say? But Bil'am's Mahshabah is going to stay bad. Why? Because Hashem continued to get angry like every other day. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed over here not only to make Bil'am HaRasha say something good, say Berachot to Am Israel, also HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not get angry, so any Mahshabah, any bad Mahshabah at Bil'am, he wanted to curse Am Israel, should not become true, because there's no that split of second all these days. That Bil'am HaRasha came to Balak, look, Asti, call it Amayamin. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed to do both of them. Also, not to get angry, and also to send in the Malach to prevent him. Now, we go back to what we started in the beginning. It says in the Pasuk, Vayasim Adonai Dabar Bifi Bil'am, Vayom Rashu Bilak Bichot Edaber. We said, Vayasim Hashem Dabar Bifi Bil'am. We said, one Hakam said, Rabbi Elazar said it was Malach, Rabbi Natan said it was Hakah, like we explained before from the Gaon Mevilna. Now, I see here the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, Vayasim Adonai Dabar Bifi Bil'am. What does it mean? Hashem, he put words in the mouth of Bil'am. What is this language? The Pasuk could have said, and Bil'am spoke in the name of Hashem. Vayasim Hashem put words into the mouth of Bil'am. A very strange language over here. So therefore the Gemara is Doresh also. One Hakam said Malach, one Hakam said Haka. Comes here Or HaChaim HaKadosh. He said, Mekra ze kvar kishetu harishonim pirusham udrashotam. Said they have many pirushim, many beautiful pirushim Hakim they give on this Pasuk. Vayasim Hashem, the Bible of Bil'am. Each one has his own pirush. ומכל מקום, מקום הניחו לנו בו. They left us room to give our own חדוש, אור החיים הקדוש סיים. בן ראה, כי לפי שרצה השם לגלות עתידות ודברים נפלאים מהטובות אשר יגיעו לישראל, הקדוש ברוך הוא wanted to reveal many prophecies that what's gonna be with עם ישראל through בלעם הרשע, ורצה שיתגלו על ידי בלעם הרשע נביא האומות. Why? Why not through Moshe Rabbeinu? We need בלעם הרשע to give us prophecies for עם ישראל. Said, לפרסם מעלת עם קדושו לפני כל האומות. השם send the Nabi of the Umot HaOlam, which is בלעם הרשע, he is going to give us prophecies what's going to be to עם ישראל באחרית הימים. אשר יעשה העם הזה לעמך באחרית הימים, that's what he told him, he's going to give prophecies to עם ישראל in front of Umot HaOlam. ואשר תבונה לישראל מהטובות באחרית הימים, וכליון האומות על ידי ישראל לבסוף. כן? Like the פסוקים later on, כן נעשה. וידעו האומות מפי נביאם הדברים ככתבם, להרבה תועליות הנמשכות לישראל נגלים ונסתרים. So therefore, הקדוש ברוך הוא, he made this prophecy through בלעם הרשע, so אומות העולם also, their Nabi is going to prophesize for us, so they also should know what's going to be with Am Israel ba'harit ha'yamim, all the Nabi'ot ha'tobot. ולפי שאדם זה הוא אדם מובהק בקיעור ותיעוב ושיקוץ, so this man, בלעם הרשע, I said, he was known, מובהק, he was expert, and קיעור ותיעוב ושיקוץ. He said, it's filthy, it's not, it doesn't fit to get Nabi'ot at all. לא תנוח עליו הרוח הקדושה המגדת עתידות. How is the prophecy is going to come through him? It's exactly the opposite from the נבואה. He said, אין חכמה שורה, אין נבואה שורה, אלא על חכם, גבור, עשיר וענב. אבו שסרון דגמרה. How the prophecy is going to come through בלעם הרשע? Big prophecies for עם ישראל through בלעם הרשע. How is it going to be? גם הדברים מסד עצמן דברי קודש הם, ולא יחנו בגוי תמה. Also the words, the prophecies itself, the words of the prophecy, they are all holy. They are all the Kedusha. How could they rest in Bil'am's mouth? לזה נתחכם השם לעשות תיקון לדבר קדושה לבל תעבור במבוי מתונף. ועשה מחיצה בין הכוח המדבר והדבור עצמו ובין פי החזיר. So השם הימד כביכול no instrument in the mouth of בלעם הרשע, so the נבואה should come through that כלי, it shouldn't come through בלעם הרשע himself. Why? Because his mouth is פי חזיר, and his body is like מתועב, משוקץ ומכוער. נבואה, הקדוש ברוך הוא, he does not want the נבואה to touch בלעם הרשע. לפיכך עשה מחיצה בין הכוח המדבר והדבור עצמו ובין פי החזיר. והוא מה שאמרו חזל, וישם אדוני דבר אחד בפי בלעם. He put something in Bil'am's mouth. Not the prophecy came through Bil'am. He put kibyakhol kli, he put the instrument or something inside Bil'am's mouth, and the Nebuah was coming through that instrument. הציע כוח אחד שיכול להתמצע בין שניהם, ובזה נעשה פי בלעם גבול בפני עצמו, והדבר הזה מפסיק לגבול כוח המדבר והדבור. ואז כה תדבר, רוח הקודש תדבר. שוב, ויומר, שוב אל בלק וכו תדבר. What does it mean וכו תדבר? Not you gonna say. Simple understanding. Hashem told him, go back to בלק, and that's what you should tell him. He said, no, not you. השכינה תדבר. וכו תדבר השכינה, not you. Why? Because the prophecies is not gonna come through the mouth of בלעם הרשע. אלא, through an instrument, הקדוש ברוך הוא פות כביכול, in בלעם's mouth, so you shouldn't go through בלעם הרשע. That's how we hear Or HaHaim HaKadosh is telling us. And with this we could understand why did the Kadosh Baruch Hu created the Aton that should speak. It was last minute creation on Friday afternoon Ben Shemashot. It was the Pia Aton, Asrat Barim Shenibrahu Ben Shemashot. One of them was Pia Aton. We asked in the beginning, why Kadosh Baruch Hu had to do all this miracle for what? Why do we need that the Aton should speak? Why did he need this? The Malach could have embarrassed Bil'am, just like the Aton embarrassed him. There are many ways for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do whatever he wanted to do with all the six Pirushim that Marana Haida tells us. There's other ways of doing it. Why do we need that miracle that the Aton should open up its mouth? Ela, similarly what the Or HaHaim HaKadosh is saying over here, everyone agrees, everyone knows, everyone believes, everyone agrees that when the Atone started to speak, everyone knows that the Atone didn't become like a human now because it's talking. Ella, something happened and the miracle happened and the words was coming out of the Atone's mouth, but doesn't make the Atone human now. Umotar, we say every morning, Umotar ha'ada min ha'behima ayin. I only accept that lebad neshama teora. What's neshama teora? That's the power. What's the difference between human and behemoth? That's the kawah debur that we have. That's all for them. They have the domain, tzumayah, hay, they have medaber. That's our, why human are better than the behemoth? Because we have the power of speaking. Now the Atun started to speak. He was talking to Bal'am Rasha. Does that make her Atun human? Because she started to speak? I said, no. Everyone knows this. Therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu created that miracle specifically for us, for Bal'am HaRasha'a. Why? So same way, everyone's going to agree, every person with the right-minded sikhil, he agrees that when the Atun started to speak, that conversation doesn't make the Atun a human. She's still Atun. Same thing when Bal'am HaRasha'a was giving Nebu'ah, prophecy to Am Israel, doesn't make Bal'am HaRasha'a a Nabi. He is far away from Nebuah. In Nebuah Shura, Ela Al-Hakam, Gibor, Ashir, V'anav, like we said. Ela, on the V'yasi Mashim, Dabar, B'fiul Am, he put something in Bal'am's mouth, so he shouldn't, the Shekhinah shouldn't speak through his mouth, and the Nebuah shouldn't come, shouldn't touch his body at all, and Nebuah shouldn't come, shouldn't even touch his mouth. Ela, Kibachol, he put something in Bal'am's mouth, V'yasi Mashim, Dabar, something, Dabar Shehu, Bifi Bil'am, so the Shekhinah should come through that Dabar, not through Bil'am Rasha. That's here what Torah Hima Kadosh saying. Similar idea, that's the reason why Kadosh Baruch Hu created the Atun. Now we see later on in Parashat Matot, the beginning of Parashat Matot, the Pasuk says, Vedaber Moshe el Rashi Matot Libne Israel Lemur, Zeh Dabar Ashit Tzva Adonai. What does mean Zeh Dabar? This is what Hashem commanding. Rashi tells us over there. Moshe nitnaba b'cho amar Hashem kachasot alayla ani yotze b'toch Mitzrayim. V'nebiim kulam nitnabeu b'cho amar Hashem. Said Moshe Rabbeinu, he prophesizes to Am Israel in the language ko amar Hashem. That's what Hashem said. Just like any other Nabi. All the other Nabiim ko amar Hashem, ko amar Hashem, ko amar Hashem. All the Nabiim, same language. But Moshe Rabbeinu, he was Adon kol Nabiim. Was bigger than all the Nabiim. Ela, that's what Rashi continues. Musif alehem Moshe shen nabba belashon zeh dabar. Moshe Rabbeinu, not only he says ko amar Hashem ka hasot alayla, he said zeh dabar. What's the difference between ko amar Hashem and zeh dabar? Ko amar Hashem, it means that's more or less what Hashem said. That means the Nabi, he tells us in his own words what Hashem told him. But we're not hearing the words of Hashem. We're hearing the words of the Nabi, what Hashem commanded him to tell us. So Nabi, each Nabi is going to tell us in his own language. He's going to tell us to his own words to understand what Hashem told him. But we're not hearing the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu straight. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Zeh Dabar Ashit Tzva Hashem. What Zeh Dabar? Hakim said, Zeh Dabar Shekhinah Hayta Medaberet B'toch Gironu. Moshe Rabbeinu did not need to speak. Ela, Kadosh Baruch Hu was speaking through the mouth of Moshe Rabbeinu. Therefore, many Pirushim, the Hatan Sofer explains, when Moshe Rabbeinu went to Par'o by Makat Arbe, he told him, "Boil Par'o, ki ani chbati tlbo vetleb abadav." He told him, "Go to Par'o and warn him. What should he warn him about? What should he warn him about? How is he going to know? Hashem didn't tell him what to warn him about Makat Arbe." Ela, since that Hatan Sofer explains over there, since that Hakadosh Baruch Hu Shekhinah medaber b'toch gironu shel Moshe, he told him, why should I tell you? You go to Par'o, anyways, I'm talking. You're not talking. Shekhinah medaber b'toch gironu. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Zeh Dabar Ashit Tzva Hashem. That's exactly what Hashem is saying. These are the words of Hashem. That means whenever Moshe was talking to Am Israel, in different words was kibyachol Hashem was talking to Am Israel through the mouth of Moshe. That's Zeh Dabar. But ko amar Hashem, more or less, that's what Hashem wanted. That's what Hashem wanted in our own language, our own unique words that the Nabiim use. These are the commandments that Hashem is commanding us. That's ko amar Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Zeh Dabar. now Bil'am HaRasha'a by us, he says, Bil'am HaRasha'a, listen, the Pasuk said, Ve'lo kam nabi'ot b'Yisrael ke Moshe. B'Yisrael, we don't have other nabi'im like Moshe Rabbeinu, but by Mot HaOlam there is. Who's that? Bil'am HaRasha'a. So he thought Bil'am HaRasha'a is compared to Moshe Rabbeinu. And he said, if I'm Bil'am HaRasha'a, exactly like Moshe Rabbeinu. He is Bil'am HaRasha'a for Mot HaOlam, Moshe Rabbeinu for Am Yisrael. So he said, since that Moshe Rabbeinu, he was mitnabe to Am Yisrael, not only Bichu Amar Hashem, he was saying, Zer Dabar Hashem Sofa Hashem. Therefore, Bil'am HaRasha'a, he told Balak, Li Bazeh Sheb'am Zbehot, V'achin Li Bazeh Sheb'afarim V'sheb'ayelim. He told him, I'm gonna say, Zeh Dabar Hashem Sofa Hashem, Ben Li Bazeh, I'm gonna be prophesizing, in Zeh Dabar. What's Zeh Dabar? Hashem's gonna speak through my mouth. Through my lips, Hashem is going to speak. Zeh Dabar Shesubah Hashem. Therefore, he told him, Ben Li Bazeh Sheba Afarim, Ben Li Bazeh Sheba Afarim Sheba Yelim. So he told him, I'm going to speak, Shekhinah is going to speak through my mouth. That's what Bil'am HaRasha'a told Balak. Until Hashem answered him, he told him, where are you? Where is Moshe Rabbeinu? You comparing yourself to Moshe Rabbeinu? He said, Shekhinah Shura Ala Hakam Gbor Ashir V'anav like Moshe. Where are you? You don't have none of them. And you also telling Balak that Zibin Li Bazeh, you want to prophesy Bezeh Dabar Shesuf Hashem, just like Moshe Rabbeinu? Tell him, no. You're far away from this. Ve'yomer shub el Balak v'cho tedaber. So you're not going to say Zeh Dabar Shesuf Hashem. You're going to say Ko Adabar. Why? Because just like Or HaHayim HaKadosh telling us over here, that Ko Amar Hashem, that the Shekhinah is not going to touch the mouth of Bil'am HaRasha'a. Ela v'yasim Adonai dabar v'fil l'am. He put something in Bil'am's mouth. So Shekhinah, the words of the Kiddusha should not touch the mouth of Bil'am HaRasha'a. Ela, that's Ko Amar Hashem. It's not like Zeh Dabar Shesuvah Hashem. No, you're far away from Madrigat Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what here the Or HaHayim HaKadosh is telling us. And from all this parasha, we have to learn Chachmei Musar to say, you see how much the power of talking. When a person says something good, so something good is going to happen. Says something bad is going to happen. The Gemara also said, the person should not open up his mouth for something bad. You see here, Bil'am HaRasha'a, even though Kadosh Baruch Hu, he could have left Bil'am to curse Am Yisrael, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to say, even though you're cursing Am Yisrael, you're going to see that none of your curses is going to come to Am Yisrael. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all the time that Bil'am HaRasha'a was by Balak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not get angry? Why did not get angry? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kol Yachol, he could do everything. Keep Bil'am HaRasha'a, let him bark, let him say whatever he has to say, let him curse Am Yisrael. Why is it going to help to curse Am Yisrael? Ella HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, if someone's saying something bad, it might happen. Therefore, even though Bil'am HaRasha'a, he was Rasha'a, but still, we have the pasuk tells us in Hamash Veikra, the pasuk said, "Lo tekalel chiresh, v'lifnei aver lo ten mechshol." So, "Lo tekalel chiresh," the person is not allowed to curse anyone, even though that person, he does not know da'at alion, he doesn't know the split of second that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. But still, you're not allowed to curse. Why? Because don't say anything bad. Nothing bad should come out of your mouth. That's what we learned from this week's parasha. Even though Bil'am HaRasha'a, as I said, Hashem could have let him say whatever he wants, and Hashem is going to say, you say whatever you want to say, and you're going to see nothing's going to help. And Adam Lebedo, you're going to see nothing's going to help. All your curses are not going to help to curse Am Yisrael. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, someone's saying something bad, it might affect. Might affect Am Yisrael. Therefore, Hashem Kibyachol, all this time, he had not to get angry, to teach us a lesson that all the time only something good should come out of your mouth, nothing bad should come. You see, also by Yaakov Abinu, also the same thing. But in the beginning, Yaakov Abinu, when Laban he ran after him, he told him, "Where's Lama Ganatat Elohai? Why did you steal my God?" So what did Yaakov tell him? Yaakov told him, "Im Asher Tamsat Elohecha Lo Yichye." At the end, he realized that he cursed his own wife, Yaakov Abinu, even though he didn't have in mind at all about Rahel. "Im Asher Tamsat Elohecha Lo Yichye." Velo Yada Yaakov Ki Rahel Ganabatam. He didn't know this. At the end of Yaakov's life, he was regretting this. He was telling Yosef Tzaddik, "V'ani b'voim padan meta alai Rahel v'eres Kenan." Said, "I caused the death of Rahel. Why? Because I something bad came out of him." Same thing, Yaakov Abinu, since that he learned his lesson over there and he lost his wife Rachel. See, when Yosef was telling them, I want to Binyamin, and he took Shimon and he wants Binyamin, Yaakov Abinu could have cursed him. He didn't know it was Yosef. He could have cursed him and he's going to die. Yaakov's curse, of course, is going to be fulfilled. Ella, he didn't curse, he didn't say anything. Adrabah, he told him, Be'el Shaddai yitten lachem rahamim lefnei ha'ish. Ve'shidlach lachem tachaychem ha'her ve'et Binyamin. He gave them a beracha. Why? Because he said something bad, if it's going to curse him, at the end, he's going to realize, at the end of his life, he's going to realize that he cursed his own son also. Not enough, he cursed his wife and she passed away. He's going to curse his own beloved son. Therefore, Yaakov Abinu watched his mouth. One time, something bad came out of his mouth, he lost his wife. So Yaakov Abinu, from now on, he said that's it. He said he learned the lesson. That's the lesson behind all this Parashat Bil'am. The person should always say something good. And Be'ez Hashem should help us. We should always say something good. We should always say Barachot to each other. And all these Barachot should be fulfilled. Be'ez Hashem Barach. Be'ezkeh kulanu Be'ez Hashem Barachot. כל הברכות כתובות בתורה, אמן ואמן. רבי חננה בן עקשיא אומר, עשה הקדוש ברוך הוא זכות ישראל לפיכך, רבי אלוהינו תן לנו